السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرت مفتي عبد القادر صاحب، أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you. May Allah Ta'ala grant you afiyat and good health. Allah Ta'ala take great work of deen. And may Marakat Sahaba grow from strength to strength. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen. Hadrat Mufti Sahab, the platform is yours.
As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum, Salim Kareem. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Zakaria. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العليم الحكيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 28th of Safar 1446. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, today we focus on chapter 37, Surah Safat, verses 114 to verse number 117. In our previous lessons, we discussed regarding Nabi Ibrahim Khalilullah alayhi salam, Nabi Ismail alayhi salatu salam, and Nabi Ishaq alayhi salam, Prophet Abraham, peace be upon him. Prophet Ismail, you say Ishmael, there's no problem with that, peace be upon him. And on Prophet Isaac, peace be upon him. Now we come to Moses and Aaron, Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam, and Nabi Harun alayhi salatu salam. Moses, Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam, his name, Nami, Isme Grami, is mentioned, honorable name, 136 times in the noble Quran. In Bukhari Sharif is mentioned he was dark in complexion. Nabi Harun alayhi salatu salam's Nami, Isme Grami, is mentioned 20 times in the noble Quran. Harun means to be eloquent in his speech. Moses, Musa, Moshi, the Jutlas, the Jews say Moshi, we say Musa, and Moses in English. So be that as it may, so what does Musa, Nabi Musa alayhi salam's name refer to? So al-waladu alladhi yajri fit tabut, the baby, the child that is now there on the water and is moving in that box and so forth, and now it is floating in that box. So that is what is the meaning of Musa. Referring to Nabi Musa alayhi salam, Allah Ta'ala's bounties, favors upon him. Chapter number 37, verse 114, our starting point. وَلَقَدْ مَنَنَّا عَلَى مُوسَى وَهَارُونَ. Wow, atifa. Wow, for conjunction. That it is related, connected to the previous topic and subject. لَقَدْ Lam for qasam, lillahi, and by Almighty Allah. Allah takes an oath on things that are very, very significant, important. Inna Allah aqsama ala kulli zi sha'anin. So, wala ay walillahi. Qad, definitely, surely, positively. Mananna, we have showered our bounties, favors. Allah jalla wala uses for himself. We, the royal pronoun, to stamp his majesty, authority, sovereignty, a sign and symbol of reverence and respect. Once you study Semitic languages, you will know that for singular, many a time plural is used for the very reasons I have just cited and mentioned. ala Musa wa Harun. So these are all the Israelite prophets. Remember that they came from Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, Nabi Isa Ishaq alayhi salatu salam, Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam, and his progeny Bani Israel. So the Israelite prophets, they came with a specific mandate to for a specific time and to a particular place. So ala Musa wa Harun. So he, Moses, Harun, peace be upon them, they were sent to the Pharaoh. There in Egypt, he was in his, you understand, glory, and so drunk with power, and thought that nobody could remove him. He was so drunk, intoxicated with power. He even said, this is the Pharaoh, Ana Rabbukumul A'la, I am your supreme being. I am divinity in the form of humanity. I am God. That is what he said, Allah forbid. So these are the people who are drunk with power, as you see today, and how they fall. Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala humiliate, disgrace them in the whole entire world. Chapter 79 and verse number 24, there you will find it where he said, Ana Rabbukumul A'la, I am your supreme being and God incarnate, divinity in the form of humanity. That is the highest form of kufr and shirk, blasphemy, and of polytheism. وَنَجَّيْنَاهُمَا, and we see everywhere Allah is using the plural, that is the royal pronoun, and we rescued them, saved them, the two of them. وَقَوْمَهُمَا, and their people who believed in them, in Moses and Aaron, Prophet Moses, Prophet Aaron, Nabi Musa alayhi salam, Nabi Harun alayhi salam. من الكرب العظيم, كرب, a calamity, disaster, catastrophe. كرب العظيم, a very, very big calamity, mighty disaster. We see Karbala in the 61st year after the Hijrah, 50 years after the demise of the Master alayhi salatu salam, Sibtu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi sallam, his beloved Nawasa and grandson, was invited by the Kufar Shias, and then they turned against him and martyred and murdered him. No person in the world who's got some brains and common sense, although common sense is no more so common, will know that we have proved it, you must remember, and not one Shia in the entire world can dispute it from their own sources, that the murderers who martyred Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu were nobody else, none else than the Shias themselves. Does that not resonate with you? Our leader Ismail Haniya was invited by the Kufar Shias and placed on the altar, so the Jutlas and the Zionists could murder and martyr him. The treachery of the Kufar Shia is well known. You must be a fool to think that the Shias are our well wishers. وَنَجَّيْنَاهُمَا, so we rescued them, the two of them, Nabi Musa alayhi salam and Nabi Harun alayhi salam, and their people who believed in them. مِنَ الْكَرْبِ الْعَظِيمِ, and that is from the Pharaoh and his cronies and comrades and so forth. وَنَصَرْنَاهُمْ, and we helped them. We help them against all odds. They had no adad, they had no udad. Adad, the numbers were against them. The arms, ammunitions were against them. If you look at it physically, then there was hardly any chance of their victory. But Allah Jalla Wala grants victory to whomsoever He wishes. Kam min fiatin qalilatin ghalabat fiatan kathiratan biiznillah. How many a time a small group of people overcome a big army, a big group of people who are armed to their teeth. But all this happens with the will and decree and permission and consent of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Wa nasarnahum, we assisted them, Nabi Musa alayhi salam, Nabi Harun alayhi salam. Fakanu humul ghalibin, hence they were the victorious ones. Pharaoh and his cronies drowned, Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam, Nabi Harun alayhi salatu salam are victorious, and all mighty Allah, let their name shine and glitter forever for humanity and posterity. Wa ataynahum al-kitab al-mustabin, and we gave them, the two of them, the kitab. This is the Torah al-mustabin, kitab al-mustabin, that kitab and that book, that divine scripture that makes things manifest, that makes things clear. Remember three things here. While the Pharaoh, the tinpot dictator Harami, was alive, there was no Torah. People make mistake upon mistake. So remember, while the Pharaoh, the tinpot dictator, was alive, there was no Torah. After Gharqi Fir'aun, after the drowning and humiliation of the Pharaoh on the day of Ashura, the 10th of Muharram, so thereafter, Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam, Moses, was invited, that Allah is going to confer a gift upon you, and that is the Torah. And he kept fast for 30 days, and then it was extended another 10 days, 40 days, as enshrined in the noble Quran. So that's one thing we must believe in and remember. Second, that Nabi Harun alayhi salatu salam did not have an independent book. The same book he was also obliged to follow, and that is the Torah. So the Torah was revealed to Moses, and both Moses, Nabi Musa alayhi salam, and Prophet Aaron, Nabi Harun alayhi salam, you'd follow that book. So that is what is meant here. Wa ataynahum al-kitab al-mustabin, the book which made things very, very manifest and very, very clear. And he invited them, but you know, the Israelites and the Jutlas and them, always looking for loopholes. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Wonderful, wonderful news, views, interviews today. Today is the 28th of Safar, 1446, Gaza genocide, day number 332. We present to you the news, views, interviews, locally, nationally, internationally, and globally. 500,000 plus Jews are demonstrating, protesting, and this is unprecedented in Jewish history, in Israeli history, that the Jews, approximately 10% of their population that are sane and mature, you have to exclude the Palestinians, you have to exclude the children and babies and people, and 500,000 people plus demonstrating and shouting, BB is a killer, BB is a murderer, and BB must resign. We echo that sentiment. So I have to read it again. Jutlas, 500,000 plus, are marching and are demonstrating against BB and his crooked government, right-wing government of Smotrich and Ben-Gvir, whole lot, three musketeers, all three haramis and all three murderers and all three guilty of genocide, ethnic cleansing, crime against humanity. And remember that you Jutlas, keep up the momentum. Now we see in Sukut Israel, Insha'Allah, ajilan ghayra ajil, Israel will fall and the apartheid regime will be thrown to the scraps of history, just like apartheid South Africa. So that is your first item of news. Second one is this. Smotrich says, the Minister of Finance, that this strike today, they're going to have one of the biggest strikes there in Israel. The mayor of Tel Aviv approved it. Their biggest unions have approved it. Ben Gurion Airport will be closed. Billions and billions of shekels and dollars will be wasted when Israel is already crippled and hamstrung. So remember, Allah ki lati be awaze. The stick of Allah does not make a noise. Chapter 7, verse 167. La yab'athanna alayhim ila yawm al-qiyamati may yasumuhum su'al adab. BB is already urinating, defecating both ways, the harami. Now he's consulting with all his security. I didn't expect this. Yahya Sinwar, our leader, said, BB, with Allah's help, I take an oath, you will curse the day your mother gave birth to you. It's already happening, people. Understand what Allah Ta'ala teaches us, remember. In Janin, where our Palestinians are putting up a gallant fight against them. And what happens? Now the Jutlas, the most moral army in the world, they told us. So well, the most immoral army, the biggest terrorist army, the biggest harami army. If you don't understand the word harami, it means an illegitimate child. But illegitimate is too good a word for these Jutlas and Zionists and Jews. So we use the word B, and not one B, a double B. So these are the big, big haramis. Remember that what they did in Jenin, that they cut off everything. No food, no water, no medication, nothing. And yet they can't defeat Hamas. They can't defeat Jihad Islami. Allahumma alayka bil Yahudi zalimin al-muhtallin al-ghasibin wa man wa'alahum. Ya Allah, decimate and destroy this apartheid terrorist Nazi regime. And we see that Trump blowing his trumpet there, he will never take the blame. He will always blame somebody else. He's busy with his rifle here and there, sometimes Stormy, sometimes some other woman. Now he's busy blaming Kamala Harris for everything. Trump blames Kamala Harris for the hostage crisis. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Say Muslim, alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Say Allahu Akbar. Our Hamas put 6 bullets into 6 people in the hostages. Permissible, 100% permissible in Islam. When you are in war and you have harbis, you have people belonging to the opposite side supporting them, so they are legitimate targets as far as Islam goes. PB is not interested in ceasefire, always new conditions, so we show you what we will do. We put 6 bullets in the 6 people and left them there. You pick up their bodies and we will show you what we will do. You murder 200,000 people of ours, you murder 20,000 babies and children, and you want to come tell us about morality? You want to come and tell us about justice? You put us in the biggest open prison for 16 years and you expect we must just sit tight and accept it? Nay. Listen to the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations. Say Hamas, they are murderers, they are brutal, and they must be taken to task by the United Nations Security Assembly. So you harami ambassador, so whether you're a male or female, so remember that how come you vetoed when there was a call by the world for ceasefire? I want to ask you Americans 5 questions. Who murdered, remember, 500,000 babies and children in Iraq? Who murdered and killed 1,000,000 people in Iraq? Who destroyed, you must remember, the whole of Afghanistan and still you lost? Where is my sister Dr. Afia Siddiqui in the hellhole? Your attorney general said she was shot 3 times and she shot nobody else. What you have to say about Guantanamo Bay? Who is killing the people in Syria and Libya? Who murdered the people, remember, in Palestine, which if it's not your arms and your money? So you, America, you are the biggest harami and the biggest terrorist and super terrorist, and this is your illegitimate child. Starmer, you should shut your mouth there in Britain. Say, oh, now it's time for a ceasefire. What Hamas did is brutal, is terrorism. But you are the biggest terrorist. So you must remember who brought about the illegitimate state of Israel. The Zionists have a slogan and they carried it out for more than 100 years. They said a people without a land, and that was, they started already in 1917, the Zionists. There will be a people without a land, the Jutlas, and there's a land without a people, the land of Palestine. But there were people, there are hundreds and thousands of people there were. So what they said, but these are not people, these are animals. So from day one you treated the Palestinians as animals, but the world is seeing who the real swine and pigs are. Who are the real monkeys, as enshrined in the noble Quran, chapter 5, verse number 60. وَجَعَلَ مِنْهُمُ الْقِرَدَةَ وَالْخَنَازِيرَ. Allah made you Jews, the swines, and Allah made you the monkeys, literally and physically. Allah did not say that of any other nation but you. So don't come and lecture to us, please. So Bibi is consulting with his main ministers and security personnel hell, and now he doesn't know what to do. His own people have stood up. The opposition are busy. Lapid is busy. The trade unions are busy. And Israel will be at a standstill today, Monday, the 2nd of September. Me, I'll never forget this date because something happened. I got married on 2nd September. So anyway, 10th of Shawwal. So Allah Jalla Allah bless my wife and ask with Allah's help and mercy. Muslim person in a train, he has some beef. So now this Hindu thugs and terrorists, they go and they beat him up. How can you be eating the beef? You don't know the cow is our God. But if your God, then how come people can slaughter it and people can eat it up? So where's your God then? Where's your lingam? Where's your yours then? So Hanuman, and where is your Ganeshi? Ganeshi represents the elephant idol. Lingam the represents the male organ. And remember, Hanuman refers to the monkey and so forth. So remember that this is the largest democracy, so-called democracy in the world, India, who beats up the Muslims, who arrest them, and will go and destroy and demolish the mosque or madrasas and Islamic places of worship and studies whenever they want to and so forth. 3 Israeli police killed. This is very, very interesting. I spoke of India. If you know, there was a lady, Indira Gandhi. Indira Gandhi used to come to Hazrat Mohana Alimia. Hazrat Mohana Abul Hasan and Nadwi Nawwarallahu Marqadahu and told him that these are the real ulama. So remember, they're not scholars for dollars and so. So she used to come to him and say, elections is coming, hamare liye dua karna, and so forth and so on. They would come to him. You see that? Okay. Now when Indira dies, so who put her away? Her own security personnel. So there is one murtad, you must remember. It was a Sikh, the guy who put Indira away and so forth. So anyway, the point I'm making here is this, that there is a murtad, a harami shaitan. He is the leader of the PA, Palestinian Authority, Abu Mazin. You know him as Mahmoud Abbas. So one of his security personnel, so he left them. He said, me, I'm fed up of all this. So he left, you must remember, Ramallah and all that. He's a special security guard, trained in US and America. He went to Hebron and he told them, let me go inside. They said, no, you can't enter. He pulled his gun out and he sent 3 Israeli police straight to hell. Well done, my brother. We salute you. They murdered, killed him. Allah grant him shahadat. Allah grant him the highest stages in Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. That are our police. The real mu'min. They seeing the torture. They seeing the rape. They seeing the murder. And they said, enough is enough. Now we have to take the guns and start using it against not our people, but against the enemies. Yahya Sinwar wa qala qaiduna Ismail lan na'tarif bi Israel. Ismail Haniya, our leader, said we will never ever recognize Israel. Now his second one, his replacement is Yahya Sinwar. Yahya Sinwar is very, very militant. 22 years he spent in the Israeli jail, 4 years in solitary confinement, and he learned and mastered the Hebrew language, and he said, me, I will go for broke. Imma shahada wa imma zafar. Either we go for martyrdom or victory. Allah will grant us victory. And I won't be surprised that he himself pulled the trigger for the 6 hostages. Hani an lakum ya. So Sinwar, ya Yahya Sinwar, we love you. You are our leader. Any person who puts the jutlas away, we will always make dua for him. Remember that. Now, if you see the Muslim Ummah to khabe ghaflat mein hai, the Muslim Ummah is fast asleep. That is the truth. They don't even understand what is real politics and so forth. So you see the Jutlas and Americans and the Emiratis and the Saudis and all of them who want to make peace with Israel. So they know the amount of oil, they know the amount of gas in Gaza al-Mubarakah. So they want to frustrate these people, the Gaza, the people of Gaza, and they must leave and go here and there and so forth. phones. They say we don't go anywhere. So why? They want it for their own agenda. There is an ocean there, and there's enough gas there, there's enough oil there, and so forth. Macron to be impeached by the left wing. They say we want the majority. Who the hell are you to come and prevent us from forming a government? We want to become the prime minister. So very interesting times we're living in, and so forth. The Pope, there's no hope for the Pope. So Pope decides to visit Indonesia, because Indonesia is the largest Muslim country today. He says we have to build ties. But Pope, why the hell don't you speak against the Jainism? Because you yourself are part of the problem, you're not part of the solution. So these are all just public relations, you know, to make people fools. USA is on the way to bankruptcy. Who said that? The South African-born multi-billionaire Elon Musk. There we agree with you, Musk. And he's the leader and owner of X, Twitter. You know, Twitter it was called, now it's called X. He says that they're going. So that is what's going to happen. If you know the real politics, 140 countries plus have decided that we will have one day, just one day, and these 100 countries plus will not deal in the dollar. They won't buy, they won't sell anything with the dollar, and see what happens to America. So BRICS is busy with its own. You see Putin and China, ching, ching, chong, chong, you understood? So they are the big brains. There's South Africa and there is Raymar Sama, passengers there. So remember that they are, Putin knows what to do. China knows what to do. Say we must have our own bank. We must have our own politics, and we must not be reliant on the dollar. And now the countries are understanding it. They're all jumping the bandwagon and so forth. United Nations say the vaccination went well in Gaza yesterday. This whole thing is a ploy and is one sick joke. Food, aid, medication, all that cannot come in. Water, but vaccinations can come in. So I hope and pray. They say that 600,000 children has to be vaccinated. I read one report yesterday. They said they must be vaccinated not once but twice. To me, there's something very fishy about this thing here. Russia says we're waiting for you. If you guys are going to allow Ukraine to attack Russia anywhere, then Putin says, I promise you, I will open my nuclear. Yes, give them, Putin. I like you. You're a big harami. In these type of situations, we need haramis, remember. Look at FIFA. The soccer people for whom you go so crazy, the soccer team and that soccer team, the haramis, they put so many millions and billions in their pocket. They delay once again the suspension of Israel. Israel is a rogue, terrorist, Nazi regime, guilty of every crime you can think of. But because they are jutlas and money speaks, therefore Saudi Arabia gets the World Cup for 2034. What is Saudi Arabia? God. They got no human rights record. They are the biggest, remember, dictatorship in the world. And if anybody says anything, they'll lock you up straight away. But that's how things go there. Just in Jenin, in the past few days, 110 Palestinians or more have been arrested. That is your so-called Israel. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue forever. Now listen to our South African local news. This is ANC. And all their cronies and that cronyism. A manager there in the Northwest who failed matric badly, he's suddenly a manager. He can't even count properly, the fool and idiot. He goes and buys 22 laptops for 927,000 rand. The city press exposed him and exposed all the culprits and them. So this is what happens, remember. It's not from now. From 1994 till now, 30 years, and it's just getting worse and worse and worse. Incompetent people are put in post, and then you expect some good results. It'll never, ever happen. BRICS, I told you, they have their own bank. They approved 20 billion rand for South Africa. The BRICS bank just approved 20 billion rand for South Africa. Where will that money go? Hi, Azzy. So you see, so remember, that's our beloved country, South Africa. Remember that. Allah Jalla Wala, protect us, protect the people. Wonderful country corrupted by the politicians. Inshallah, today between 8:30 and 9, we discuss Sukut-e Israel, the fall of Israel. And then 1 to 2, Tafsir of the Noble Quran, 2 to 2:30, report back trip to Johannesburg, 8 to 10 tonight, inshallah, Aziz, live Q&A with Hafiz Wadi. Gee, Mawlana Salim, we have 12 minutes or so, Salat time has changed, so let us fire up, inshallah.
Mufti Saab, my dad is in his 70s. When his father passed away, the siblings did not give him any share as there was a strained relationship between him and his father. So I think they excluded him from the will. Can he approach his siblings for his share? Is he entitled?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Remember, it is absolutely haram for a father, mother, or any person. He's a Muslim, and now he deprives his son, or deprives his daughter, or deprives another person an heir, just because the relationship was strained and not so good. Quran Sharif addresses this issue. Chapter number 4, Surah Nisa, verse 14. وَمَنْ يَعْصِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ Whosoever does obeys Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and goes beyond the limits. You increase somebody's share, you decrease somebody's share, you deprive and disown somebody, you dakhilhu naran khalidan fiha. Allah dispatches that person to Jahannam forever, meaning for a very, very long time, if he or she passed away with Iman and Islam. Walahu adabun muheen, for such a person is a humiliating, disgraceful punishment. Hadith in Mishkat Sharif, the last hadith in the chapter of Miras and Wasiyah regarding wills and bequests and so forth. Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man qata miratha warithihi, qata Allahu mirathahu min al-jannah." Whosoever deprived, disowns the share, the heir of his share, the heir of his share, Allah Jalla Wala will deprive him of he that testate the share of Jannah and Paradise on Day of Justice. You, the children, grandchildren, executor, make special dua for your father, grandfather. Read Surah 14, verse 41. Rabbana filli wali walidayya walil mu'minina yawm yaqumul hisab. Is wajib, is farz, is compulsory, mandatory upon you, the executor, and the heirs to address and redress this issue. The person who did not receive a share whilst he is the son of the deceased, he must be given his full share. What you all did is absolutely haram, and these are the ramifications and consequences. Allah Jalla Wala protect us.
Kisab, if a person is going to travel from Johannesburg to Durban, he intends to stay in Durban for 30 days. So while en route to Durban, will he perform Qasr Salah or will he have to perform the full Salah?
When you're traveling from Johannesburg to Durban, Durban to Johannesburg, you stop there to meet Mawlana Salim Karim in Ladysmith, or you stop there in Newcastle to see the Darul Uloom, or you stop there in Escort or wherever. So remember, you will read Qasr Salat because you are a Musafir, and Fajr Salat you will read 2 and 2, Zuhur you will read 2, Asr you will read 2, Maghrib you will read 2, Isha you will read 2, and the Hanafis only will say you must read the witr. However, if you are following the resident local imam, then for Zohar, Asr, Isha, you will read 4 rakats, brother. So that is the verdict regarding that issue.
Mufti Saab, do I need a mahram to make tawaf?
To perform tawaf is better you go with your husband, with your father, brother. But if you go alone, then it is permissible. But be very careful when the crowds are big. You will find some youngsters, some people, deliberately they will be targeting ladies who are alone and so forth. And you can't blame anybody because the crowd is so big. They will just say, no, somebody else pushed me and that's why I fell on you, touched you and so forth. So fatwa verdict is this, it is permissible for you as a lady. You went with your husband from the country wherever you came from, and it's better, desirable, you go with your husband, your mahram, father, brother, son. But if you go alone, permissible. But remember, you should be very careful that strange men don't take advantage of the situation.
Mufti Saab, can we make tawaf between Fajr and Ishraq?
You can perform tawaf between Fajr and Ishraq, between Asr, after your Asr Salat to Maghrib Salat, all that permissible. Tawaf, nobody can prevent you. MBS, the Murtad bin Shaitan and his cronies and comrades, they say that no, if you are making Umrah, then you perform your tawaf at the bottom. If you are making Nafil tawaf and voluntary tawaf for the men, you must go upstairs. You don't have to listen to him. He is Murtad, and Quran Kareem teaches us, Surah 22, verse 25, وَمَنْ يُرِيدِ فِيهِ بِإِلْحَادٍ بِظُلْمٍ نُذِقُ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. People who just make intention of deviation and oppression and transgression, we will let them taste the painful, terrible, horrible punishment. So you just wear your ihram and you go downstairs, totally permissible. The only issue here will be this. According to majority scholars, that the Shafi's, Hanbalis, Malikis and them, they say, you read your 2 rakat salat immediately. So after you perform your asr salat, now you perform tawaf. And thereafter, you just read the 2 rakat for the salat of tawaf, totally permissible, Shafi's, Hanbalis and them. Hanafis only say that if you perform the tawaf, let's say you went around the Baytullah, now 7 times one tawaf, so the 2 rakats you will read after the Maghrib Adhan or after Maghrib Salat. You know, between Maghrib Adhan and Maghrib Salat, they give you 3, 4, 5 minutes. So you can read it then or after the Maghrib Salat. Similarly, in the morning, you wait for 15 minutes or so after sunrise, and then you will read it. You in Makkah, you must be very careful. That smart Rolex watches they have there, the gold ones, and it's written there, Shuruq. Shuruq does not mean Ishraq time, it means sunrise time. So on that time, you must add 12, 15 minutes, and then you read the Salat. That's only according to Hanafis. Majority scholars, you read it before sunrise, all that, totally permissible.
Mufti Saab, can I give my daughter the same share as my son from the goodness of my heart?
Whilst you're alive, that's exactly what you should do, my brother. Mustafa Habibuna Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Hadith in Muslim Sharif, Wattaqullah, fear Almighty Allah, O parents, Wa'adilu Baina Auladikum, exercise justice amongst your children. So if you're giving your son 50,000, you give your daughter 50,000 in cash and kind. You gave your daughter a car, and the car value is 50,000. I'm just giving examples, obviously. And now you give your, today you can buy a bicycle properly for 50,000, but this is example. And now remember that you gave your son 50,000 in cash, so it's fine. You gave your daughter 100,000 jewelry, so you give your son 100,000 there. Remember, cash. So all this will work. 2 conditions, brother. That you give it to them, they take possession of it, and you, the wahib, the person donating, giving it to them, you cannot attach any conditions to it. So you gave your son, your daughter, a block of flats, but you say that whilst I'm living, then I must get 10%, 50% of the rental. So all these type of conditions will be waived off. So you give during your lifetime to your son and daughters, you make them the unfettered owner, and no conditions attached, then it is permissible and highly meritorious. The issue of ratio 2-to-1 only becomes effective after death. During lifetime, then you make it equal, at-taswiya bayna al-dhukuri wal-unsa, that you give equal to each one, your sons and your daughters. Do that, especially you guys who got big estates, 1 billion and 500 million, and you'll know how big your estates are. Start distributing it now and dividing it now among your children and give them equally. So when you die, your estate will be much smaller compared to what it is today, and you will save on 101 different type of taxes and so forth.
Mufti Saab, what is the procedure on couples' first night alone? Any du'as or sunnats to follow on nikah, or any sunnat to follow, or other advice, Mufti Saab?
Masha Allah. So let's give them the 10 recipes, the 10 prescriptions quickly. So remember, now you got married yesterday. Oh, you're getting married today. Let's make it today better. So I've got married today, you see that. So 10th of Shawwal, and it was 2nd September. So anyway, so you're getting married today, right? So this. Now when you got married today, so what happens is at night you alone with your wife, right? So your husband will be in front and the wife at the back. You will read Salat. You will be the Imam. You will give the Iqamah. First Sunnah. Hadith in Musannaf Ibn Abi Shayba. Second one, you give her a gift. You gave your poppy, your darling. You must remember what? Crooked coin, cash, 1,000, 50,000, 20,000, whatever. So when you're alone with her, you give her something else. You give her crooked coin that time. Give her money now. Oh, honey, take this money. So two, right? And then three, you the hadith in Musnad Ahmad. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha Mulk. Third one, Musannaf Abdul Razak, sprinkle water on her. Said, Ya Allah, this is my wife. We want happy moments. We want to treasure it, Ya Allah. Allahumma inni as'aluka khayraha wa khayra ma fiha wa a'udhu bika min sharriha wa sharri ma fiha. Is Laylatul Zafaf, is Laylatul Bina. You want to build the family. So remember that, so you sprinkle water, Ya Allah, what good quality she has, let her share it. What weaknesses she has, protect her, protect me. She will do the same for you, O hubby. And fourth one, before husband, wife sleep and get busy with gymnastics and so forth, hadith in Bukhari Sharif, Bismillahi jannibna shaitan, Ya Allah, save us, protect us from Satan and Lucifer, husband, wife, wa jannibi shaitan ma zaktana, and protect us from our children from Satan and Lucifer. Hadith Bukhari Sharif. So how many prescriptions, Mawlana Salim Kareem? 4. So let's give you 6 more, right? So I'm counting, Mawlana, see if I'm counting right. Make salam with one another. You live in a house, make the house a home, and the home will become Dar as-Salam. Awala adullukum ala shay'in idha fa'altumuhu tahababtum afshu salama baynakum. Make salam, assalamu alaykum, and see Allah's special mercy will descend on you, on the house, on the people. Makan makin sabar, inshallah. Makan, the house, makin, the people in the house. So one, so that's number 5. Then the next one, give gifts to one another. Hadith Bayhaqi, the hadith of Salam in Bukhari. Tahaddu tahabu, give gifts to one another. Fa innal hadiyata tuzhibu dhagha, in husband, wife, you have argument, difference of opinion. So give gifts to one another and it will remove the malice, rancor, hatred. Then the next one will be that keep affectionate names. Ya Humaira, Ya Aish, Ya Muwafaqa, go open Dara Qutni, go open Musnad Ahmad, go open Tirmidhi, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam Hood, keep Siddiqa Sayyid Aisha affectionate names, you with the red color complexion, you know, on your Mubarak face and so forth. Ya Muwafaqa, Allah gave you so much tawfiq to do good deeds and so forth and so on. Honey, poppy, like that, sweetheart, whatever. So next one will be you share the same utensils. The master alayhi salatu salam, what he did, he saw Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha eating something, drinking from that same utensil he ate, and he drank from the same side Siddiqa drank. Aisha radiallahu anha, open Sunan Nasai, open Ibn Majah, and then the second last one, you make dua together. And what is that? Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata a'yun. So when you do that, Allah's special mercy comes. And last one, smile at one another. I'm delivering lectures for more than 40 years with Allah's help. Sometimes I just look at the crowd and I don't say a word. I just smile and they all smile. Smiling is contagious. Start, mashallah, the week smiling. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.